It is Spence. Good morning. And joining me today is Ed from Redmond Club over in St. Peter and also Mark from Ballman Roofing. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You guys are both sponsoring this event today, which is, I don't know how many years this golf tournament has been going on, the St. Peter area Last Man Club.
6 years.
Yeah.
Golf tournament. And you guys are sponsoring that. Tell me about the event and why you guys want to be involved with this.
Well, the Redmond, the first year they had it, the Redmond sponsored a golf team because we didn't know exactly what it was all going to exist. So we found four guys that wanted to play, and it was a successful event. So the second year and the third year, we started doing the sponsorship for the hole-in-one tee box, hole-in-one tee. And then after that, Heather approached us to sponsor the lunch menu. So now we're doing a hole-in-one and the lunch for the guys. And the reason Redmond chose to do that is we like to help the military. A lot of our members are past military and present military. So it's a good cause, so we like to help them out when we can.
Yeah, and why did Ballman step up? I know it's probably similar, but tell me about the reasons that you guys decided to help out too.
Heather had stopped out one day and talked to us about sponsoring a hole, and the conversation grew to they're looking for someone to sponsor the whole tournament. So I jumped at the opportunity. Again, like Ed said, anytime you can help the past and present veterans out, give them back a little bit something of what they gave us in the view of freedom and what they fought for us. So we jumped in. I believe this is our fifth year on sponsoring the tournament now, and very happy to do it.
Yeah, and it's got to feel good, right? Because you're helping out, you know, in the St. Peter events and other vets that have served, and if there is a need. And the Last Man Standing Club, you know, they do so many great things in the community. It's just, I'm sure it just feels great to be part of that.
Correct. I, you know, we're not involved in where the money goes or anything. They got another group that decides that. And Heather's told me how many veterans they've helped throughout the year that just can't make it, you know, like, you know, they've helped people with certain car repairs and stuff like that that are just down on their luck, and they got a group that decides who gets what. So
yeah, it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be beautiful for some golf today, right?
Yeah, it looks like it, hopefully.
And perhaps a cold beer, too?
Maybe.
Ed's buying, by the way.
Ed's buying. It's kind of nice to get, you know, kind of back to normal, right? Because, I knew we did have this event last year, but there were restrictions and all of that with, you know, distancing and all of that stuff. So it feels good to kind of have to do this event again, not have all these crazy things with the pandemic, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, we won't have to wear a mask while we're playing golf. But it's good to get back to normal. I know the Redmond Club's a bar, and it's good to see people starting to come back. We were closed for like 4 months last year, and then it took a while for people to come back after they get vaccinated and stuff. But we're just about at full force now.
Well, good. Good. Guys, a pleasure to talk with you, and look forward to seeing you on the course later this morning. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.